I enjoy the shifting nature of studios. What is made in a particular time is essential to the history of the space and the artist who worked there. Pamela Challis's Beloved Exile, with text from the Book of Daniel, taken from the King James translation of the Bible, was made at the same time as Jan Brown's A Particular Raven. The days that Jan and Pamela were in the studio together began with a very familiar routine. The jug was on, milk was in the fridge, and the sweet biscuits were on the table. The discussion started about the paper they were using, to the choice of the depth of the black that one was using, to the lightness of the colour the other was using, and then the discussion always came around to opera. It was after a discussion with the painter Bernard Hardy in the studio one day that I realised how connected his politics was to that of Noel Coonahan's. This inspired me to ask him to write a response to the liner cut called The Laughing Christ. The outcome was the artist's book, Meditations on Noel Coonahan's Laughing Christ. Bernard came back with 15 poems and 4 images. After reading the poems, I felt that the book needed to have a fairly traditional format. It needed to have the lusciousness of handmade paper, but with one difference, that the cover itself was slightly unexpected. It was not bound to the book and it was not hard, a soft pigskin cover. When an artist returns to the studio, I feel it is significant. Something new gets looked at, the scale, the materials, techniques, or even the concept itself. The second project between Jan Brown and Ian Templeman is called Icarus, A Father Recollects, a strong poem by Ian Templeman. Jan had made comments after the first project. The book's too big. I can't fit it on the shelf. It's way too heavy. So with this particular project, we changed a few things. We made the book elongated, something that could be easily slipped onto the shelf. We made the pages much lighter with the very finest Japanese paper. And we also did the architecture of the book that it could be read in two ways. One, a very convenient recto verso, where the image and the text followed each other. Or you could pull the concertinas apart and read the poem as one long continuous work, and the images could be read as one continuous movement.